Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Monster Outlaws of the West podcast. I am Vincent. I am joined with MJ. He's going to be here in just a few moments. And our guest, Juan Munoz, driver for Straight Up Racing and Sturgis Motorsports, will be joining us in just a few minutes. But anyway, I mean, I'm very excited for this episode. Juan's a good friend of mine, and I think it's going to be a great episode. And I'm now joined with MJ. MJ, how are you doing today, man?
Not too bad, man. It's been a crazy day, but here we are. I'm excited. It's probably the best part of the day today, but I'm excited. You know, I've met Juan. I've had the chance to work with Juan before. Great guy. So I'm ready to get this thing rolling and see what we can talk about.
All right. Well, you said it yourself. It's always good to talk monster trucks with, drivers and just come on every Friday night and relax and have fun. But without further ado, let's bring on the man himself, Juan Munoz.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 6, the Wheelie King himself. Welcome aboard, Juan.
What's up, Juan?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good, enjoying the good, hot California weather right now, hitting triple digits, but it's a beautiful day.
Same here. I mean, Arizona is the same way. It's pretty hot. I don't know where MJ went, but we're going to get him right back in here. But, what's Juan been doing during this time to possibly get his throttle therapy?
Just trying to find, something to do. I work in my full-time job, riding my motorcycle as much as I can, hit the canyon, try to get my adrenaline pumping, something, and also hanging out with, other local drivers here that, live here, and Terry Woodcock, with Freedom Racing for one, been hanging out with him a little bit. So just trying to stay busy, trying to stay, in there a little bit, and just, I'm pumped. I'm just ready to get back,
Yeah. So, what could you be doing with, Terry Woodcock? I heard that name come up.
Yeah. I mean, Terry and I, we've been working a little bit here and there, with this whole quarantine, I've been, like I said, I've been trying to stay busy. So I've been just kind of figuring out what we can work on. Obviously, you guys know, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen on, Freedom Racing webpage and Facebook. I'm sure you've seen him posting some of the stuff that he's been bringing around and we start tearing down. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of stuff. There's stuff for the Hall of Fame, restorations and also recreating, some historical trucks. So it should be pretty cool.
So, we talked about Terry Woodcock, you said he lives pretty close to you, doesn't he? Isn't he in the same town as you?
Yeah, he's here in Bakersfield, and his shop is not that far away from me, actually. It's probably just a couple miles from my home, so I can just be like, hey, I'm coming over, let's work on something today, so he's pretty close by. Pat Gerber as well with Shocker, he's also, about a mile away from me, so he's even closer, so... We're all right here, we're just, I see them working, here and there and say hi at least, from over 6 feet.
Well, Terry's watching, you said get out here to the shop and get to work.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be over here on one side, he'll be over here on the other side, and we'll just be like, hey, where's this tool at? Where's this one? So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
So, Juan, why don't we start off? I'm going to ask you, how did you get started into this industry? You've been in for a while, so give us some insight on how you got into it.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like everybody else, I've been a huge fan since I was a little kid, just finding whatever way, I'm like, how can I get started? How can I get started? Always just kind of seeing, where I can meet someone, just get some advice. And, the first advice, or actually I'll leave that for later, but my very first experience was actually riding in a monster truck, you know, with Bill Payne and Straight Up Racing. I wasn't riding with Bill at the time. I actually rode with Pierce Knight and Tough Guy. But I got to, you know, ride in a two-seater monster truck. And I went through the whole show, did, you know, best trick, did racing, did freestyle. And I was like, man, like, I got to do this, you know. Like, I felt it. I felt, you know, what I always dreamed it felt like. And from there, you know, I think, like, towards the end of that same year, Bill and the guys and some other trucks were here in town, and I told Bill, I was like, hey man, you're here in my town, can I please help you? And you know, Bill and Lorna, they gave me the opportunity, and you know, I'm so grateful for that, because they gave me the chance to go out there and wrench with them and just, you know, kick butt and, you know, just enjoy the show and just help out with whatever I could. You know, I'm a mechanic, you know, on a daily basis. I work full time as an auto mechanic, so I already kind of knew where I can kind of start checking this and that, fluids, you know, whatever I can start checking, nuts and bolts. You know, nut and bolting is part of, you know, the trucks every minute, it seems like. But yeah, that's a little bit of a taste of how I kind of got started, because from there it just went on and on.
What was that like? You know, you messaged Bill for the first time, and you got that message back. Yeah, come on out. What was that like? I bet you had a bunch of adrenaline pumping through that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was so happy, for one, to see a response. I mean, a lot of times there are drivers, you know, they're busy or whatever reason, they just, you know, they can't answer back or something. But, yeah, they answered back. Lorna and Bill answered back, and they said, yeah, you're more than welcome. You know, with open arms, they told me to come on down and help them out with whatever. I mean, with cleaning the trucks or nut and bolting or, you know, selling tickets or helping with the right truck, you know, whatever it was. And, I mean, it was an amazing feeling, for one. I mean, I was like, okay, this is my moment. This is my time to shine, you know, don't screw it up. So I just went in there, did my best. And, you know, I guess I did pretty well. They invited me back, you know, after that to come to the next show. And I believe it was Yuma, Arizona. And then from there, just kept working to the next show, you know, Chico, California. And then I believe, they started coming a little bit closer, you know, here, Porterville, California, Ridgecrest, a bunch of different places. But that's, you know, it was definitely a great feeling, and it's been still a great feeling since.
So we talk about your first time driving. What was the first truck you drove? I know you've driven the California Kid over the years, and I mean, you're pretty known for that in the slap wheelies. So what's it like, you know, what was the first truck you drove, and what's it like doing those slap wheelies in California Kid?
Well, the first truck I actually drove was the Hot Stuff ride truck. And that one just kind of just happened. Like, it literally, like, I think the truck was at the end of one side of the track, and somebody had to move it. I was nearby, and Bill, you know, just, you know, let me just get in there and move it. And, you know, I actually, after that, I started doing the ride truck. And I mean, pretty much with anybody, when you join the team, I mean, we go through, you know, learning on the ride truck, you know, learning the rear steer, and then just really being comfortable with, you know, moving the, you know, the beast that it is around, you know, whatever, you know, small areas we are. And then from there, the first race truck that I drove was California Kid. I mean, everybody knows California Kid, I'm pretty sure, and the history that it holds and the drivers that have come from it. So, I mean, you can only imagine what I felt like kind of sitting in that truck and be like, oh, man, like, you know, this driver and this driver, you know, Donald Apendio, you know, Gary Liddell, you know, BJ Johnson, all these guys have been in this truck and they've run it pretty good, you know. So I'm like, I felt like I had a lot of pressure on me the first time I got in that truck.
So did anyone give you any advice when driving the California Kid? Maybe you've talked to a previous driver of the California Kid. Maybe they knew how to – maybe they drove it a long time. They know how to whip the truck around. Any advice from any drivers?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the guys right away, I mean, John Bruce, you know, he was the one helping me out, you know, getting situated in the truck, just kind of letting me know the ins and outs. And, of course, you know, Bill Payne, I've asked him, you know, a bunch of questions. I'm pretty sure he's like, man, just go up there, feel it, and you know, you'll feel it as soon as you start going. And I mean, just Bill Payne, it's like, it's to get any advice, you know, I actually kept it in my head, and I'm just trying to remember it every time I drive that truck. It's like, okay, you know, don't screw this up. And a lot of times I think I kind of end up driving like him, because I you know, I look up to Bill, and I see the way he drives it. So sometimes I feel like I you know, try too hard, I guess, to drive like him, and it sometimes ends up biting me. So, but that's the fun of driving that truck.
So when you see Bill go out there to do his freestyle, do you kind of like, do you, does he kind of egg you on? You see him, you know, you see him like say the show before and he's just going ballistic. And then the next show you show up, do you want to like match that, or what's going on with that?
Yeah. I mean, with any truck really, I try to at least match somewhat what they do. I mean, of course I can't, you know, be maybe like exactly like Bill, but I try to be, I guess, a little bit as myself as well, like what I would like to do. But I do watch Bill. I do watch, you know, all the other drivers. And when I'm in a certain truck, I feel like I try to be like the guy that's always in that truck. So with California Kid, I do tend to drive, like Bill Payne, or try to drive like BJ used to drive it. One of my favorite, I think, driving styles or driving areas like were in arenas growing up. And here in town, I would watch BJ in California Kid. And I mean, he would whip that truck around, you know, 180s. And I'm like, man, like, I got to drive like that sometime. I'm like, I got to give it a shot. If I'm not driving like that, I'm not driving hard enough. So, or if I'm not doing those wheelies, you know, like Bill and, you know, all the other guys, and, you know, I'm not driving hard enough.
So, you know, you've been in many, many identities throughout your career so far. So what is it like going from, you know, say California Kid being a short wheelbase truck, going to say like Spitfire being, you know, normal length truck?
It's definitely a whole different experience. I mean, California Kid, I mean, for those that have driven it, they'll tell you it's a wild truck. I mean, if you want to go straight, it might want to go left. So you want to go left, it's going to go right or whatever. But that's just the way it is, because it's such a short wheelbase truck. But it's wild and it's a lot of fun to drive it. I love driving that truck. I mean, but I feel like it's a good truck, I believe, to start in, to begin in, and get really a handle of how the truck will react and how to handle it. Because once I, you know, like for instance, like you said, driving into jumping into Spitfire, you know, driving that truck, it's completely different. It's almost like a tamed, you know, truck. Like I can throw it this way, throw it that way, you know, do as I please really with it. But it's a whole different experience. Both handling, of course, amazing. You know, I love driving either one of those trucks, so it's a pretty cool ride.
So I know you're a fan just like myself. I've seen you, you know, Moss Gym shows here and there. So I have a question. Growing up as a kid, what was your favorite truck to watch, and what would be your dream truck to drive?
Man, that's a tough one, because, I mean, growing up here in the West Coast, I grew up watching, you know, Pablo Huffaker and Gravedigger, for sure. He's been always, you know, the West Coast guy. And Sam Sturgis with Unnamed and Untamed. I mean, I would watch those guys going at it, you know, all the time here. I mean, they seem to come every – or actually, I take that back. Pablo, I think, only came a couple of times. But both those times were amazing times. And I recorded that, and, I mean, I've been playing that over and over and over and over as a kid. And, I mean, all the other years after that, it's been, you know, Untamed, you know, Gary with Terminator. We've had, you know, Pat Gerber with Shocker. All those trucks. So I mean, it's a lot of trucks to really pick as a, you know, what my favorite would be and stuff like that. And your other question was what truck I would like to drive.
Dream truck, yes.
My dream truck to drive. You know, one of my favorite trucks was definitely the Blue Thunder with Tony Farrell and Lyle Hancock. You know, I love that truck. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys love that truck, you know. And if I could drive that truck, that would be pretty sweet.
That's an interesting pick. I did not expect Blue Thunder, but I think that'd be really cool to see you in that truck. We have a question from Mike Minter. He asks, "What does Juan think about the Mini Monster program?"
Oh, dude, those Mini Monsters! Oh man, you guys are awesome. I mean, I watch you guys, and I'm just like, dude, you guys are like, you know, I mean, not taking anything away from you. You guys are kids, but I mean, you guys send those trucks out there, and I'm like, dude, these guys are going at it. I mean, for example, when we were in Del Mar, you know, you guys are awesome, man. I mean, I'm watching you guys right before I go, and I'm like, I gotta go against that. I mean, we gotta go against that, like, guys. So we better go pretty hard. I mean, these kids are jumping up there, and it's, you guys are cool, man. I love the mini monsters.
They're always a sight to see. I know I got to hang out with Mike and them at a show I did, but yeah, those little kids, they get after it. But you know, you also drive for Sam Sturgis in the Unnamed and Untamed truck, and you know, you're known as the Wheelie King. So you hop into California Kid, and it seems like the wheelies are almost automatic for you in either truck you drive. So what's that going on? Like, how did you figure out how to do that wheelie, or you know, anyone that taught you anything about those?
So what? I don't know about Wheelie King, but I mean, thank you, I guess. But I mean, yeah, I mean, with obviously jumping into Unnamed and Untamed, you know, getting the advice from Sam Sturgis, you know, telling me just pretty much that throttle rhythm and timing, and same thing with California Kid and any of the straight up racing trucks. You know, I get, you know, feedback from Bill is, you know, you want to hit it this way and, you know, whatever way, because, you know, all those trucks are just a little bit different, but, you know, you can pretty much get it, I guess, with all of them, really. I try the wheelies with all the trucks. I love wheelies. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I know it's all about soppies and everything else now, but I mean, I'm old school. I love watching the wheelies. Like I said, growing up here, watching Unnamed and Untamed, he would just come here, rip the track up, and just those slap wheelies right across the whole arena, man. Those were awesome.
So what was it like driving in your hometown of Bakersfield? What was the first time like?
Oh, man, I don't even know, man. I'm speechless with that one, because I came in there, and then growing up, I lived maybe about, I don't know, not even, maybe 100 yards from our fairgrounds, and I would hear them, I would see them, I would smell them, just being there. If I wasn't watching the show, I would at least be watching from the fence outside in the street. And you know, my first show, hometown show, that was probably the greatest feeling that I've ever had, because you know, my family was there, my parents, you know, my siblings, you know, co-workers, you know, they're supporting me. And I mean, that was just cool. It was like, man, like, for me, like, that was it. Like, I did it. Like, that was my peak, like my moment, you know. And I was enjoying it, and I was happy to, you know, share it with everybody, because, you know, like, you know, my parents, you know, my siblings, they know that I'm a nut for monster trucks. You know, they would hear me, they were just like, oh my god, monster trucks. Like, you know, it's, I'm pretty sure they got kind of sick of it at times, but I mean, I'm pretty sure they were like, oh man, like, you know, he did it, you know. So that was kind of like that I did it moment. So that was amazing. I'll never forget it.
I'm sure that has to be a career highlight, as you said. I mean, I saw the videos, and I could tell it was a special moment for sure. As we have a question from John Bruce. He asked, who's your favorite team member on Straight Up Racing? A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
You cannot put me on the spot like that. You know, I love all the guys. You know, all the guys, the gal, the girls. You know, they're all amazing. I mean, John, I mean, you know, man, you're my boy, dude. But I mean, we also got there, Dwight, you know, we got Dallas, you know, we got Dalton, we got Bill, of course, you know, everybody, man. We're a family, you know. I love everybody, and you know, I love seeing everybody every time we get to hang out together.
You know, yeah, that's what we are. It's all a big one big family. But you know, we're talking about doing a show in your hometown. Did you have like a lot of nerves? You know, you got the call to drive. You got the call, you know, hey, we want you to drive here in Bakersfield. It's your hometown show. You know, what was going through your mind when you got that call?
Yeah, definitely nerves. I mean, the butterflies, you know, they always, you know, come up. And Unnamed and Untamed, I had actually just driven in one show before my hometown show, you know, so I was still getting familiar with the truck. And just, you know, it was just slightly bigger of a arena or place that we did on the last show before that. So I was able to get it, you know, going a little bit more. And it was interesting. You know, it's definitely when I got that, you know, when Sam told me, like, hey, you're going to drive in your hometown. And I was like, man, I was just too much. I just couldn't, I didn't even know what to think. You know, I was just thinking like, man, I'm about to drive here. I mean, it's almost like a being at World Finals kind of feeling for me. You know, it's like, it's what I dreamed about. It's what I've always wanted. you know, it's what I've always wanted to experience. It's what I've always wanted to give back to my parents that, like, you know, I worked hard and, you know, thanks to them, you know, obviously I worked hard to get where I am. And it was just all just a great feeling, man. I can't even explain it.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a great experience for you getting to perform in front of your hometown crowd. You know, do you have, before you get strapped in or as you're getting strapped in, do you have anything like you'd like to go over? Do you have, you know, a certain way you tighten down your belts or, you know, any pre-show rituals you have?
Yeah. I mean, if we have enough time, if everything's going according to plan, scheduled, you know, I'll get some music going, you know, I'll start listening to a little bit of rock. You know, I like to hear, you know, whatever I can, some Metallica, some Korn, some Linkin Park, whatever I can to just get my mind off and relax a little bit, kind of get the pump. I'll you know, take my time getting in if I can, and you know, give a little prayer right before I get inside the truck. And then I guess when I strap in, it's just really, you know, lap, shoulders. I might try to do a shoulder lap, whichever way, but I do one or the other. And then just kind of just sit for a few minutes in the truck and just relax, you know, and then just be ready for the show.
So Del Mar, California. Juan, it was your first time driving there last year. It was a long, long weekend for sure. Tons of shows, and I was there to experience it. And so there's a moment that sticks out in my mind where you hit the jammer, you do it softly, and you ride it over the tabletop, and then you slap it back down and do another wheelie. What was going through your head?
You know, I don't know. I was just feeling it. You know, I went for that jammer and I just felt that first hit, and I was like, man, this is cool. It's gonna come, like, you know, when you're in the truck, you can kind of feel how it's gonna come down. So it's like, man, this is gonna be a perfect spot. I can actually see the roof, and we were actually using that to kind of coordinate where we are with the place. So I knew that I was straight, you know, with that jump on the other side. And when I came down, I just let it rip and pulled up another wheelie, and then came down on top of the tabletop and actually pulled another little one on top of that. I was kind of hoping it landed a little flatter on the other end, but that's just the way it worked out. But yeah, that was definitely a cool feeling there. And I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've been to a lot of shows. You travel all over the place. Do you have any memories that stick out to you? You know, whether traveling with buddies on a team, or you know, maybe you get another buddy in the car and you take a trip to show. Is there any memories from those that stick out?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites is actually when I rode along with Buddha. You know, we actually met up, or he met up with me here at my home, and we took off to Stockton. So, you know, just hanging out, we're both excited and, you know, ready to go to the show to Stockton for the Malicious Monster Truck Tour with us. And then, you know, I've actually had a couple with Buddha, actually, others as well, where we've done Monster Jam. So we've gone and help out, and, you know, we kind of have our different teams or the same team that we help out sometimes. And I like those trips. I mean, a lot of times it kind of helps because it's we can either take turns driving or just have somebody to talk to. You know, sometimes I'm by myself and I'm traveling from one show and back home and then have another show the next weekend. So it's kind of cool. And I like those moments. So, yes, Buddha, I do enjoy those rides with you sometimes.
it's always fun being able to have someone to talk to on a long road trip to a show, to or from a show. You know, we talk about going to shows and the pit parties. Do you have any memories from a pit party that stick out to you the most?
Well, there is the one where I got to meet you. You know, there's definitely that one. Can't forget that one, bud. You know, so I mean, yeah, you know, there's, you know, times like those, you know, where I get to meet somebody, I kind of see it in them where they're like, you know, oh, I want to ask them something, I kind of don't, like, so, you know, I like those because I've been there, you know, and I try to give you that easy, you know, that easy entry where it's like, hey, man, what's up, you know, I can talk to you. And, you know, I have had those moments too with kids where it's like they really want it, they really want, you know, to learn, you know, even if they don't want to drive, you know, if they just want to learn how to, you know, work on the engines or build them, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, man, like, how can I do this? So it's like, you know, it's always nice to interact with the fans. I love it, you know, especially if they really have the passion for it and get in it and just really want to know at least, you know, one thing to help them just, you know, get up there just a little bit more than where they are right now. But yeah, I definitely love those.
So this is the part of the episode where we take a photo from one of your social medias, we pull it up on the screen, and you have to explain the photo. Now, I know you have a lot of photos, so it could be a whole bunch of them, who knows, but here is the photo. Explain this.
Oh, man. Well, let me get a closer look at that. Yeah, that exact moment. Okay. So that was at the OC Fair, I believe it was, what was that, 2017, I believe. And yeah, I mean, I was there, you know, to watch the show. But I mean, everybody knows that when you work on trucks and you go to watch a show, you don't really watch. You got to help out. I mean, you see, you know, a fallen brother, sister, you know, working on something and they're, you know, the truck blows up or breaks or whatever, you got to get in there and help out. And at that time, I came in and I had actually just helped out Dave Smith with Maniac. And then I saw Darren over here. He had blown up a transmission and, you know, it's hot. You know, everybody's, you know, fixing their trucks, getting ready for the next show. I believe it was two shows in the same day. So we I helped him out, him and Rebecca with that transmission before the next show. And yeah, we definitely got it back for sure. The truck ran for the next show.
We have a question from Daniel. He wants to know, do you really speak Spanish?
Un poquito. No, yeah, I definitely speak Spanish. Yeah, I'm fluent. You know, I speak with my parents all the time, you know, and anybody. I mean, if anybody comes really to the shows and they're, you know, like, hey, buenos días, ¿cómo estás? You know, and, you know, me llamo Juan. It's like, ¿cómo? You know, I ask them where they're coming from. You know, a lot of times I have actually met people, you know, from Bakersfield, you know, in, you know, like Arizona or somewhere upstate or whatever. And I'm like, it's kind of cool. And I also have met fans that have come from Mexico, you know, especially when we were in Del Mar, you know, there were people there from Mexico and they were just happy to be there, happy to see us, you know, so that was pretty cool.
It certainly helps, you know, being bilingual helps out. I think we were talking about it last night, the Arizona State Fair when, you know, Bill had you doing ticket sales just because, you know, you're able to speak Spanish for, I think it was for the ride truck.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of times where, you know, people, you know, anybody, whoever they want to get the experience of riding a 10,000 pound monster truck, you know, the OG or Skeletor. And, you know, like I said, you know, I want to be there for them and, you know, help them get that opportunity to experience that. And if I have to speak Spanish, then I will speak Spanish for them and or with them and help them out. But yeah, definitely, I have done that every, you know, especially in Arizona and, like I said, other places down south. So yeah.
All right. Well, it's come to that point in the show where we bring in the guy who knows everything about everyone. It's time for Philosophy with Phil.
Hello, everybody. Although I only see myself, what's going on?
What is up?
Phil!
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
Man, I have known Juan for, it seems like, forever. Had a lot of fun run-ins, I can think, right off the top of my head. In Fresno, California, I was out there at the event, the Save Mart Center, running around like a maniac. Had to go get flour at the last minute at Costco. I'm running up the hill with the rental car keys, and there I see Juan at the top of the hill. Hey, Phil, what's going on? Hey, Juan, what are you doing right now? Well, I'm waiting to jump in the car. We're going to Costco. And next thing you know, we're at Costco lifting bags of flour. Long story short, we didn't even need any of that flour, but it was a fun moment. And just like, well, how you been? Like, oh, just running around hectic trying to buy flour for this National Promotions Monster Truck event. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a cool memory. I love that one. And I mean, if anybody has ever met me, you know, they know that I'm always willing to help, you know, as a, you know, whatever, as a friend or just the first time meeting, you know, I see you and I'm like, man, what's going on? I can see the panic already. Like, we gotta get some flour. So I was there, man. That was pretty funny. It was cool. Cool memory.
Always a good time with Juan, especially. First time I saw you compete, was in 2017 in Yuma, Arizona. You were down there driving Identity Theft, one of the more unique trucks in the Bill Payne stable. You have six different trucks you've driven in a competition, from Straight Up Racing to Sturgis Motorsports. Specifically talking about Bill Payne's team, is there a truck in Bill's stable that you've never had a chance to drive that you would like to drive in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I've driven every truck pretty much except for, you know, good old Rockstar. You know, I definitely would love to drive that truck. I don't know that I could drive it as crazy and, you know, as awesome as Bill, but I would definitely like to give it a try. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, it'd be a very big shoe to fill, everybody knows.
Well, maybe Bill will let you be the co-driver one of those nights that Lorna isn't there. You just never know with Bill, and especially with the incredible amount of venues that he goes to throughout the year. Now, you only get to compete in some select markets where your schedule allows you to be out there. Is there any special arenas or racetracks that stick out to you as a favorite place to compete at?
I've been enjoying Roseville. Roseville has been one of my favorites. I was hoping actually this year to make it back to Chico. That's where I first had my riding experience, you know, riding in as a passenger in a truck, and I was hoping to make it to that one, you know, to be able to actually drive in that one. And unfortunately, that didn't happen, but I'm pretty sure it will happen in the future, so we'll see about that one.
So you've become one of Bill Payne's longest tenured drivers now, although you're not full-time on the road, that you know, Bill can always give you a call and you're always out there lending a hand. Is there any favorite moments you have being on the road with Bill and just some of the hijinks of the Straight Up Racing team that stick out to your mind?
I have a lot. I mean, it's hard to pick, you know, just one. But definitely, you know, one of my favorites or my favorite times to – be around everybody is when we're at that Arizona Fair. I mean, we're there for 3 days, and you know, obviously the guys are there a couple of days before, but when we're there, it's just, you know, we have the fair, we have the shows, we have each other, you know, just, you know, killing time in between the shows. Or if, you know, hopefully we don't break anything, you know, or if we do break something, at least, you know, we're working together, so we get to spend a lot of time together. And yeah, those are definitely some one of my favorite shows.
So you also have seat time driving a Named and Untamed for the ageless Sam Sturgis. That's a legendary name, especially here on the West Coast, and it gives you more opportunity to compete in some of those weekends where you can. What's the biggest difference driving a Named and Untamed versus some of the trucks out of the Straight Up camp?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, not too much different. But, I mean, if you compare it to California Kid, it's a big difference. Sam, you know, he has, you know, spent his time, you know, tuning that truck, tuning the suspension, you know, everything on it. It's an amazing truck. It's a little bit different, pretty similar. I do enjoy driving that truck for you know, for whatever show I do. It handles amazing. I love it. You know, I'm very, you know, thankful for them giving me the opportunity to drive that truck. But yeah, definitely driving, you know, our Straight Up Racing trucks and Sam Sturgis, they're pretty close, little differences here and there.
Every truck's always different in the business, and especially with Bill Payne and some of the crazy concepts he comes up with, whether it be a Spitfire Dragon or a Willy Crash Coupe, but also the Reverse Racer. It's a truck that's designed to test the illusion of the fans in the stands. Now, you've had a couple runs in Reverse Racer. Do you notice it a little more difficult to handle with the body on backwards, making it seem like you're driving in reverse?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you can definitely see a little bit more from the front, so that's pretty cool. The only thing is, I'm hoping I don't, you know, go on the wrong side of it and try to get in, and I'm like, oh, try not to look a little dumb here. I gotta go the other way.
So you've driven a couple trucks now, and you've been a veteran of the sport, I would say, for a number of years. You're most known for driving the California Kid, which a lot of people know is a very unique truck to begin with. It's that short wheelbase status. Comparing that to, you know, a Named and Untamed or some of Bill's longer trucks, do you find it more difficult with the shorter wheelbase than the longer wheelbase trucks that are more common?
Oh yeah, definitely a little bit more difficult, just because it's, It is short, so that steering, you know, is responsive. You know, the bouncing, and you know, if it lands a certain way, it might not handle, or it will absorb it, I guess, a different way than some of the other trucks. But for sure, the handling on it it's completely different. It's hard to explain it, but yeah, I love driving that truck, and I believe it's a good trainer truck. I think to, you know, once you jump into something else.
Well, a lot of guys have competed in it, especially for as their first truck, and you've been in that truck with a couple different bodies, of course, being Willie Crash. Kind of a different visibility vantage point, again, kind of like how short and long wheelbases are different. Do you notice the visibility be more difficult with a body like Willie Crash versus a full-blown 3D truck like Spitfire?
Yeah, well, you know, Willie Crash has a small windshield, so it's about yay big. but yeah, definitely a different way to look at it, that truck compared to, you know, Spitfire. You can still see, you know, through the Lexan and through some of the windshield, I guess. But yeah, that Willie Crash, it's a small windshield, small windows, definitely a big difference.
And one of the fun concepts out of the Bill Payne stable is the identity theft. Well, we all know what it's about. It's that black and green destruction machine. And you've had a chance to drive it a few times. I've seen you behind the wheel of Identity Theft. You ever have goosebumps and kind of picturing yourself that you are driving that classic Chevy panel truck that, even though it's not maybe not that name on the side that everybody knows and loves, but it's just as important, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys know it. As soon as you get in that truck, it's the very first thought. I mean, that's pretty much like the cool, you know, the coolest thing about that truck is everybody knows, you know, what it resembles. And you know, for sure, when I got in that truck, and also I hear, you know, the music, or I hear the crowds, you know, I'm, and then just being inside of it and knowing, and I'm in a, you know, a Chevy panel truck or body, I picture in my head, you know, imagine it myself that I'm in that legendary truck name, because, you know, just like a lot of us, we all grew up loving that truck. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, the pressure for one. And then, two, just the shock and awe of driving that truck.
It's a unique truck for sure. And like you said, we're all fans, especially when you're behind the wheel of a truck. Now you have become a veteran talent, and you've driven a lot of different bodies. Is there one in particular? We pretty much named them all. Is there one in particular that stands out to you as your favorite, your go-to, whenever you get the chance to drive that body that you want to represent it harder than some of the others?
Well, for me, for sure, you know, California kid, being, you know, born and raised in California, Bakersfield, you know, I try to represent for all of us here in California. So I definitely love that name, that truck, you know, its history. Also, you know, back in the 90s, the same truck was around, I guess, or different truck, I should say. But yeah, definitely that's the one that will stick out with me the most, is representing in that truck and representing California, hopefully.
Now, I see we have the driver of Rat-A-Tack in the comments, Jacob Ladwig, and he says Identity Theft is his favorite truck from Straight Up Racing. It's a fan favorite anywhere. It doesn't matter what's on the side or who's behind the wheel. Totally agree with Jacob, and you get to run with Jacob a lot as your teammate when you're competing in Unnamed and Untamed. What's it like having Jacob as a teammate when he's behind the wheel of Rat-A-Tack and you're driving Unnamed and Untamed?
Oh, man, it's definitely a lot of fun. We have fun. You know, just working on the trucks, you know, getting ready for a show, kind of going over what we might want to do, you know, here and there. We have been working kind of with a certain, you know, a couple ideas, you know, that we can actually do together. And, you know, we've actually have incorporated one with the double driving, which was actually, you know, really fun to do with Jacob. But it's definitely a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun being with Jacob and maybe learn something new, because, you know, with every team that I have helped out, I'm learning, you know, something new, maybe just a different, you know, way that they see to do something. So it's a learning experience, and it's, you know, like I said, a lot of fun.
And it's so important to have fun when you're behind the wheel. It doesn't matter if the event's big or small. I've seen some of those tandem freestyles, and they're just incredible to watch. The crowd lights up every time. You really leave a lot of people going home thinking that you're one of their heroes, especially with the crash test dummy driver, Dallas Den Rogers. You're his hero, and you get to work with Dallas a lot. He's the voice of the Malicious Monster Truck Tour. How much fun do you have with Dallas on the road?
Oh, man. Dallas, man, you're my boy, man. You know it. I cannot explain how much I love being around the guy. You know, if one thing that I'm sure a lot of people know, if you know me, is I love to laugh. You know, if you can make me laugh, I'm not saying, you know, like, you know, hey, make me laugh or whatever. But Dallas, man, he's one of the funniest guys that I've ever met. Right now I'm laughing just thinking of, you know, in my head what he has told me before. But, I mean, I love the guy. What else can I say?
And we all love Dallas. And if you haven't seen our episode with Dallas, it was our second episode. You could check it in our video feed here on our Facebook page. Through it all, you've seen and done a lot in your career so far, especially here on the West Coast. What do you want your legacy to be? If this were to end all tomorrow for Juan Munoz, what do you want the industry and the community to remember you by?
Oh, man. My legacy, huh? I guess I'd just like to be remembered, you know, as, you know, the guy that would, you know, help out and be there for anybody at any time, you know, whether we have to be up until 3-4 in the morning, which I have been, you know, with, you know, some of the teams. You know, I'd like to be, I guess, just remembered if not as a good, you know, great driver, then at least, you know, as a great helper, you know, and crew guy that was there to get the trucks running. And I'm sure a lot of you know, we've had our times where, you know, we've been together and we've knocked out some stuff that was probably like almost impossible for the time that we had, but we made it happen. And I hope to at least have that, you know.
You never stop living the dream, Juan. Doesn't matter how big you get in the industry. And, you know, you've mentioned the Arizona State Fair. You're almost out there every single year with Bill, and you drive out there wee hours in the morning. You stay put in your car most of the weekend. And you drive back in the wee hours of the night. It's dedication like that that a lot of people take for granted in the monster truck industry and really don't understand if they're trying to get in. Wouldn't you say that you really have to give it your all to make an impact in the business?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and that goes with anything. I mean, if you want to do monster trucks or you want to do, you know, whatever you want to do, a musician or whatever you want to do, it's you got to do the time. You got to put in the work. You know, like you said, you know, I have to drive sometimes, you know, myself to two shows, and like that Arizona one, that's, I believe, an 8-hour drive for me. So, yeah, I'll drive, you know, early, really early in the morning to make it there just in time for the show that day and get to work right off the bat and, you know, get the trucks ready and put on a great show for all the great fans that are out there.
And you're getting more praise in the comments from Jacob Ladwig. He says you're a hardworking guy who makes any bad situation better and always fun to laugh with. That's always key moments like that that keeps you on the road with your teams and moments when you're growing up as a fan that you appreciate more when you make it. And you are a longtime fan of the sport and you're a diehard collector of the sport. Mm-hmm. You're out there and you're collecting a lot of different things. Take us in the mind as the fan, Juan Munoz. You know, what does your display look like, your fiberglass collection, your diecast collection? What's in the mind of Juan Munoz, the monster truck fan?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, what really amazes me is that, you know, I work on them, I drive them, but I'm still such a fan. You know, I love, you know, seeing them. I love hearing them. I love meeting the drivers. You know, just like if I was, you know, just somebody watching the show. And, you know, I love collecting stuff. You know, I do have quite a bit of a good collection. I mean, I could say I could probably fill up a lot of walls. But, I mean, it's just the passion, man. It's the love of it. You know, if you got something, I mean, maybe I'll take it off your hands. Who knows?
Typical Juan, always trying to find a deal, especially in your collection. You know, you always collect a lot of different memories and a lot of different trucks, just like Terry Woodcock, a guy you helped out with a lot. Says you're always a guy that helps jump in to help and anyone and everyone. Thank you for being such a great guy, and he's always looking forward to seeing you at the next show. Now, Terry Woodcock's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. He's campaigned so many different names over the years. What's it like working alongside a guy like Terry that's really done it all in the business?
Sometimes, you know, I try not to think about it too much, but, you know, he's just a regular guy, you know, just like everybody else, but it's, you know, it's Terry Woodcock. You know, everybody knows that name. You know, if you're an old, you know, old school guy, you know that name. So just being around him, you know, I appreciate the time that he gives me, to help him out and to learn something from him, because, you know, especially around during this time, you know, and, you know, I thank you, Terry, for, you know, everything that you have helped me with, and opportunities as well. And, you know, just seeing the way that, you know, the evolution of the industry and just seeing how these older trucks were, it's mind-boggling sometimes. And me, I'm just like, I'm seeing this for the first time. I'm like, I never knew it was like this. I never knew it was like that or whatever. And, you know, it's definitely a lot of fun. And like you said, it's like, you know, being around a Hall of Famer, I try not to get too excited, but at the same time, it's pretty big. And that's actually another thing that was, that I was going to say earlier, was a big moment for me was when I had my hometown show. Is not only was I here with, you know, competing against, you know, our also a local Pat Gerber, you know, who I also grew up watching, you know, driving Shocker, but also to be in the same place with, you know, Terry Woodcock and Cyclops. It was pretty amazing. I love that show.
It's little moments like that you just pause. You're in show mode. I can test with some of those. You're in show mode, and then all of a sudden you just kind of stop and reflect, like, wow, I'm in this moment with these people doing this thing. Like, where am I? It's so incredible. It's kind of like never meet your heroes, kid, but when you do, you make it count. And it seems like you have a lot of heroes in the monster truck business. I think you've named a few of them, but if you haven't already, who are your heroes in monster trucks?
Whew. I mean, the list is huge. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, one of my biggest heroes that I keep, you know, in my heart, you know, thinking all the time is Jim Cramer. You know, when I was in high school, I was, you know, like everybody else, trying to figure out how I can get in, what can I learn, you know, and we actually had a car show in my downtown area. And Bigfoot was there, and just so happened Jim Cramer was there, and, you know, he took the time and, you know, focused on me and nothing else. So I was like, man, this is it right here. And, you know, he gave me some advice that, you know, I kept in my mind, kept in my heart forever. And I, you know, he told me what to really chase and look for. And I, you know, I hope that I did, I guess most of it, I guess I probably did. And, that actually brings me to my next thing that, with the first time that I got to help Bill Payne and Straight Up Racing, you know, this is, I think, 11 years later after I spoke to Jim, you know, my very first show that I was there helping, and Bigfoot was in the event, and Jim Cramer was there. So I actually went up to him and I, you know, I told him, like, hey, man, I don't know if you remember me, but, you know, 11 years ago or whatever, you gave me this advice, and, you know, I chased it and I followed it, and I'm here today, and, you know, we'll see where it go from here. And, you know, he was appreciative of that. And, you know, we just had a little bit of a talk. So that was that's a good moment there. And one of my heroes, I mean, like I said, there's many of them, but that one for sure is special.
It's always incredible when you get to not only meet your heroes and work and compete alongside of them. You know, Juan, you're a fan, and you know your way behind the wheel of a monster truck, whether it's the real monster truck or the virtual monster truck. Now, Vinny, I'm going to go back to Vinny here. Vinny, tell us a little bit about what's coming up with Juan and some of the virtual monster trucks.
Well, you know, I was thinking in my head, I know we're all looking forward to Del Mar, the real Del Mar, you know, 4th of July. It's a spectacular event. I went last year and had an amazing experience, and I was like, I got to go back to this show. And just seeing how historic that show actually was, you know, I've heard it all these times, but actually going and seeing it for myself, I mean, that show is very special, and I know it's special to WJS, so I want to do something for the fans, and it's hard to do it during this time, so why not try to bring together, you know, some drivers from the real Del Mar event last year into a virtual event. So Juan is going to be piloting Unnamed Untamed virtually July 3rd, as well as two other drivers from the real event. He's going to be competing along with his Sturgis teammate, Jacob Ladwig, will be behind the wheel of Nasty Boy, as well as Brandon Galley, Wicked Strong. So let's take a little look at the promo video, and then Juan will get your word on it.
Yeah. Del Mar, California, get ready for the first annual virtual West Coast Monster Truck Shootout, featuring some of your favorite monster trucks, such as the original monster truck, Big Flood, Racing World Champion, Bounty Hunter, Obsessed, and more. Three competitions, Monster Truck Time Trial Racing, Monster Truck Best Trick Competition, and Monster Truck Freestyle. July 3rd on WGAS Motorsports TV on YouTube, 7 o'clock Pacific Time.
Partnering up with WGAS Motorsports, it's getting serious, and the competition's getting heated. I know we've had some practice events, and Juan... Do you want to tell us a little bit, maybe a sneak peek on what these fans can expect July 3rd?
You know, you guys are in for a treat, because if you weren't there, I mean, you guys, the work that you guys do with the trucks, the tracks, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know if I'm just old or something. I don't know what, but it's like I see it and it's amazing. But the track is exactly what it was, you know, last year, July 3rd, July 4th, you know, so... I mean, for us, like, for instance, you know, me and Jacob, you know, we were there, and Brandon, you know, we're competing in this, and we see it. I don't know how they feel about it, but me, I feel it's a little surreal, because it's just kind of reliving it again, but this time, man, it's virtual, so it's pretty cool. I mean, you can do, I guess, anything without worrying about, you know, what you're going to break.
So we know you as the slap wheelie guy. I mean... whenever Juan's on the track, he does a slap wheelie. I mean, it's just his thing. So will we see some slap wheelies in the virtual world? I know it's very different virtually than it is in real life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, if you know the truck, you know, Unnamed and Untamed, it's a wheelie truck. So without it, you know, doing at least one in a show, it's going to, you know, be maybe disappointing. I don't know, but at least – I got to at least do a couple, man. Who knows? Or something. Maybe switch it up and do something that maybe you've never seen. And who knows? Maybe you'll see in real life one of these days.
Yeah, I know. I am for sure excited about this. Vinny brought it up to me. He actually offered me a spot to judge, and I couldn't pass it up. I know I'm excited about it. We do have the three competitions. Do you have a competition that you're most excited for?
I'm pretty excited for the racing, or the time trial. Is you know, I've been trying to get a little bit better at the racing and be more concentrated on the racing. So I'm pretty excited to see how that goes. I mean, it's a whole lot different than the real thing, but you know, I'm excited to see how it works out.
So one last question, talking about the virtual event. You drive in real life, but you also drive virtually for this event. So what's it like, you know, driving in the virtual world compared to the real world? Is there any similarities? May it help you in the real world driving? Like, how is that like?
There's some similarities. You know, I was actually very impressed with the way that certain trucks handle, you know, and absorb certain jumps, because I'm like, oh, like, I've seen this truck perform in real life, you know, maybe even one that I've driven. And then I see the way they land, and I'm just like, man, that's like exactly what that truck would do if you landed that way or this way, whatever. But also, you know, just the big difference is really I'm either on a keyboard or a controller. I've been trying to get comfortable with the controller, and you know, switching the rear steer just like I would use it on a truck. So, you know, it's little similarities, but also big differences, because, you know, unlike the real thing, you know, in virtual, you cannot feel, you know, where you are. You can't feel the truck. You know, a lot of the driving is done with feeling, you know, your hips and feeling the seat, or feeling just, you know, gravity, I guess, to see where you really are. So it's a little tricky, but it's a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to enjoy that.
So we talked about the virtual world of monster trucks. So let's transition back into, you know, the real world of monster trucks, you know, these big machines. So for freestyle, you know, Juan Munoz has his own style. You know, we talked about the slap wheelies and all the crazy things you like to do. Do you plan your freestyle before you go out? You know, you're strapped in, you're ready for the green light to go. Do you plan maybe your first couple hits, or is it just throw it out the window and whatever's in the way?
You know, I'm just like everybody else. It seems that, you know, I have tried to plan them, and it just seems like whenever I do that, it goes, you know, completely the opposite, you know, and I have tried that. Don't get me wrong. It's like counting, you know, maybe the next hit or just where I want to go, but it never works out. So I've just kind of learned to just kind of just know where all the jumps are at, know where all the angles are, you know, and then just kind of just pretty much, you know, open my eyes and then just go for it and then see what happens.
Right. It seems, you know, if you've watched our past podcast episodes, we know that's, it seems like a pretty frequent question. Everyone does seem to say, you know, they've tried to plan it, or they maybe plan their first or second hits, but after that it kind of just goes out, and then, you know, maybe you land wrong, and you know you're facing a car stack, and you end up kind of hit that instead of, you know, what you wanted to hit. But moving on from that, you know, you've been in the sport for a while, as Phil was talking about. You know, you're kind of a veteran in the sport now. What are your goals in the future of, you know, the monster truck industry?
Well, definitely, you know, just keep driving as much as I can, get as much experience still behind the wheel, learning something new. You know, maybe someday if I can, you know, hopefully build one. You know, I have had, you know, ideas since I was a little kid of what I would name my truck if I had one, and you know, just kind of see, I guess, where, you know, I don't know, see where it can, where I can go from here. But definitely I want to keep driving for a while, and you know, keep, you know, I love where I'm at with Straight Up Racing, you know, even Sam Sturgis, you know, with that, with their opportunity, I love it. I love it where I am.
Right. So, you know, you know, it's been a great episode. We're glad to have you on here. We have a question here from Travis Palm, who wants to know, what is your best advice on getting into the monster truck scene?
Best advice, you know, just, you got to know what you want. You know, if you want to drive, if you want to, you know, work on the trucks, if you want to maybe do something else, you know, if maybe if you want to build a track, you know, who knows? But I mean, my advice is just to, you know, stick to it. You know, don't let anybody tell you, you know, you can't do it, or you'll never will, or this and that, because I'm pretty sure there's, you know, with a lot of people, you've all been there. I've been there myself, and try to, you know, don't let it get you down. But I mean, once you get that, you know, opportunity, if it, you know, whenever it comes up, you know, don't let it go. Just keep pushing, keep whatever it goes. Like one of my favorite examples I like to give is if you've ever watched the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, that's one of my favorite movies. And I watched that movie and I just thought about, you know what, I should probably do the same thing. Just say yes. You know, it's like, hey, can you drive, you know, across state? You know what? Yes. So I'm just going to go for it and then just see where it's going to take me. You know, if it worked in the movie, maybe it might work in real life. You know, so maybe I'm the actual, you know, like the living, you know, example for that one. But yeah, for sure, don't give up, man. You know, whoever it is, you know, just keep going for it. Keep asking questions. Don't be afraid. You know, definitely come up. I'm always more than happy, you know, to answer any questions. I'm sure, you know, anybody in Straight Up Racing, you know, and you know, Sturgis Motorsports, you know, you can come around and ask us. You know, just hang out. And when you get that opportunity, don't let off. Just, you know, pedal to the floor.
You heard it. Pedal to the floor. Juan, we want to thank you for coming on the show. We hope to have you on again, maybe in the future. But do you have any final message for the viewers watching and the viewers that will be watching? And also, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you to everybody. You know, everybody, Straight Up Racing, Bill Payne, Lorna, you know, and same with the Sturgis Motorsports for all the opportunities I've had, as well as all the other. Sorry, I cut out. You know, but I want to give thanks, you know, to everybody, and you know, like I said, all the drivers out there, for their opportunities, and you know, if you want to, you know, look me up, you know, I'll be Juan Munoz on Facebook. Juan Munoz 661 on Instagram, you know, so that's where you can find me there. And then don't forget, of course, Malicious Monster Truck Tour and Straight Up Racing on Facebook.
Well, you heard it from Juan himself. You can find him on Instagram or Facebook. We want to thank Juan for coming on, and we'll see you guys next time. Wait a minute. Not next time, because we're going to talk about our next guest. Phil, do we want to talk about our next guest?
Well, it's the part of the show where we always just play a video talking about our next guest, so let's let the video do the talking, and then I'll tell you about our very special guest next week. Next week, episode number 7, we are interviewing the one and only John Borbera of WGAS Motorsports. He is one of the original motorsport promoters on the West Coast. It's thanks to guys like John that we even have a platform to have a podcast about West Coast monster trucks on Facebook. If it wasn't for guys like John, who knows where the motorsport action would even be on the West Coast. He's been in this game longer than any of us have been alive combined. He has so many incredible stories. He's a delight person to be around at the events. I just can't wait to have him here on the podcast. It's going to be one you're not going to want to miss. You're going to want to share this with all your friends, especially some of your old school monster truck fans. You know, some of those diehards from back in the day, they know and remember John Borba's events from the West Coast, from places like Candlestick Park and the Aloha Stadium. We're going to talk all about all of that next week. We have John Borba as our guest on episode 7.